Good morning. It's Friday, August 7th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Donald Trump is pushing back against reports that the United States is running low on key weapons after months of conflict with Iran. President Trump says the U.S. has massive amounts of munitions and dismissed reports suggesting military stockpiles are running low. The comments come after media reports cited unnamed officials saying the Pentagon had used a significant share of its long-range precision missiles during the Iran conflict. Trump also vowed to pursue long prison sentences for anyone leaking classified information, calling the reports treasonous. Independent analysts at the Center for Strategic and International Studies estimate the U.S. has used a substantial portion of its Patriot and THAAD interceptor missiles, though the exact figures remain classified. The administration insists production is increasing rapidly, but questions over long-term military readiness are likely to continue. Another news. In business and technology, the U.S. is taking another step to reduce dependence on China. President Trump has signed an executive order imposing a 15% tariff on imported products made with polysilicon, a critical material used in semiconductors and solar panels. The order also establishes minimum import prices and follows a national security review into overseas production. The White House says the measures are designed to strengthen domestic manufacturing after America's share of global polysilicon production fell sharply over the past two decades. China, which dominates global supply, condemned the move as protectionist and warned it would defend its companies. The new tariffs are scheduled to take effect in December, adding another chapter to the ongoing U.S.-China technology rivalry. Around the world. Turning to the Middle East, Yemen has seen one of its deadliest escalations in years. At least 38 Saudi-backed Yemeni government soldiers were killed, and dozens more wounded in missile and drone attacks launched by the Iran-backed Houthi movement. Medical and military officials say several military camps in Marib and Hadramaut provinces were targeted, with one strike hitting troops during their morning assembly. Houthi spokesman Yahya Sari said the attacks were a response to what the group described as a Saudi military buildup. The U.S. mission to Yemen condemned the assault as another act of terrorism. The renewed violence threatens to unravel years of relative calm and could draw Yemen even deeper into the wider regional conflict linked to the U.S.-Iran war. Another news, Taiwan's armed forces have rehearsed defending the strategically important Danjiang Bridge during the second day of the island's annual Han Kuang military exercises. Soldiers erected barriers, sandbag positions, and barbed wire across sections of the bridge, which provides a key route toward Taipei. Defense analysts say controlling or denying access to the crossing would be crucial in the event of a Chinese amphibious assault because it connects potential landing areas with the capital. Taiwan's government says the 10-day drills are designed to strengthen combat readiness against any future attack, while Beijing continues to claim sovereignty over the self-governed island and has not ruled out the use of force. Another news. A teacher was killed and four others were injured after a student opened fire at a school in Nonthaburi province, just outside Bangkok, before taking his own life, according to Thai police. Authorities say the injured include another teacher and three students. Witnesses described hearing repeated gunshots before emergency crews evacuated the campus. Police have identified the suspect as a student, but investigators have not yet announced a motive. The school serves more than 3,000 students, and officials are continuing their investigation while offering support to those affected. The incident has renewed concerns over school security following another deadly shooting earlier this year. Now, you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.